Amen. Thank you, Carol and Karen. What a blessing. Appreciate that. Hebrews 9:27. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Not the favorite verse of most of us, not exciting, wonderful kind of a verse to get you all fired up to do something for God, and yet it's God's Word. And it is God's Word, and in fact, the truth of it is something that everybody needs to know. Everybody here needs to know. Now, you know, most of the folks here, oh yeah, I know that, and I realize that and everything, but everybody needs to know, all the world needs to know, your neighbor needs to know that as it is appointed unto men once to die, after this the judgment, your co-workers need to know that. All your loved ones should know that, amen? They should know that they're going to die. They should know that after that's the judgment. They should be prepared. Amos 4:12 says, prepare to meet thy God. And so I come to you with that verse today and recognize again the importance of everybody knowing the truth. That's what we've been talking about. Talking about the law last week, I talked about when God gave man the law. The law is the truth. The law is perfect, the Bible says. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. How does the law convert the soul? The law shows us we need converted. Amen. The law shows us that we come short of the glory of God. The law shows us that we are lacking, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That was the purpose of the law, to show us we need Jesus Christ. If you're here today without Jesus Christ, let me just say, He loves you. And He died on a cross to pay for your sin. He is the fulfillment. He is the way that you can escape the judgment that the Bible talks about here by trusting Him as your Savior today. And so let's bow our heads, and I want to talk to you about this verse. Father, bless now the preaching. Please speak to our hearts. Give us what we need. I pray for your guidance and for your direction. As we look at this verse, as we consider many other verses today, I pray you'll speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen. I've entitled the message today, Law, Grace, and Sons. It's kind of a different sort of a message, and it's not really a sermon as much as it is a story. Of course, the Lord Jesus, the greatest storyteller that ever has been, and if you read the Bible, you cannot, especially as you go into the New Testament, you cannot miss all of the parables, all of the stories that Jesus gave to illustrate a truth. I talked to you last week about God giving man the law. Then Sunday night I preached about the flesh. Just started on that. We'll finish that, not tonight, probably next week, as we continue to talk about that, our flesh. Something needs to be shown to us. We need to see that we are not, there's no way we're going to be able to work our way to heaven. There is no way we're going to be able to get to heaven with our flesh. It's not possible. It cannot take place. And the law shows us that. And this sermon today, or this message today, this story today, I guess I'll call it, I think is a good illustration of that truth that the Bible tells us. And so that's why I've called it Law, Grace, and Sons. Remember this, the law shows us what we are. If we live by the law, we die by the law. That's why Hebrews 9:27 is not a very pleasant verse, because if we're going to be judged by the law, we all come up short. Every one of us comes short. And so I want you to just kind of imagine this morning this story. This, again, it's a fictional story, but I guarantee this type of thing has happened over and over and over again. It happened to you if you got saved in one way or another. And in my story, I've got a fella who goes to a funeral. And when he goes to the funeral, the preacher gets up and he preaches, and he preaches from this verse. Now, I was thinking about that, and I don't know. I've done a lot of funerals. I always tell people I've done too many funerals, but I've done many, many funerals. And a couple of times I preach from Hebrews 9:27. Often I have used Hebrews 9:27 and certainly pointed down at the casket and said, this is death. This is what it really is. You know, because we go through our lives and we don't think about death very often. We'd rather not think about death. We'd rather think about life and having fun and all that. And certainly, I wouldn't want you to dwell on that subject. But it is real. And the Bible says, after this, the judgment, there is no, when I die, I'll get all this stuff taken care of, or when I die, folks can pay my way into heaven. None of that's true. Okay? When you die, you whatever you are, and whatever way you've decided to die, whatever way you've decided to live, that is going to be determining the judgment. It's going to determine that. It'll already be done. There's not going to be any changing your mind. There's not going to be any, I changed my mind now. I want to do this. No, when we die, the judgment takes place. And we do die. It's an appointment. It's an appointment. And it does take place. Well, this fella is at the funeral, and the message is on Hebrews 9:27. And it was the first time he had ever heard that passage of Scripture. First time he'd ever heard the verse, as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. And this fella got to thinking about that, and he looked down at the casket. He looked down at the dead body that was laying in the casket. And all of a sudden, death became very real to him. And this man was in the middle of his life, and as far as in the 30s or 40s, and depending how long a person would live. And he got to thinking, you know, as that preacher talked about how you could die at any time, he thought about that word judgment, and in his own mind, in his own heart, he thought, you know, judgment is going to come to me, and this verse says that I'm going to die, and I'm going to be judged, and I have no representation for my judgment. I'm not ready. I am just not ready to die. By the way, let me ask you a question. Are you ready to die today? If you died right now, are you ready? Are you ready for judgment? Are you ready to face God Almighty? That's a good question to ask in church. It's a good question to ask at any time. Certainly, it's a great question to ask at a funeral. This fellow was concerned, and he realized now that he could die at any time, and he realized there was a judgment coming, and he realized that he had to have some representation. He needed an attorney. I mean, judgment always talks about a judge standing there. And in his mind, in his thought, he thought, you know, I'm going to have to get some kind of representation. Because when I die, I am not ready. And during the message, during that funeral, this man, there was much talk about a group called Law Grayson Sons. And this fella considered Law Grayson Sons. And he thought, you know, Law Grayson Sons, that sounds like a pretty good place. And the more that the preacher talked about Law Grayson Sons, the more interested this man became. He realized they must be very reputable because this man had spoken about him over and over again. And all week, and through that week, he pondered Law Grayson Sons. And he thought about, you know, I might need to visit Law Grayson Sons because I'm going to die and the judgment is going to come and I am not ready. And as he was thinking about it during the middle of the week, there was a knock on his door, and a couple was standing at the door from Law Grayson Sons. And they looked at him, and they talked to him a little bit about the message that had been spoken at the funeral. They talked about the problem that he had, and he said, you know, I am really afraid that I'm not ready to die. I'm not ready for that judgment. I need representation. Well, the couple immediately said, you need to visit Law Grace and Sons. And this fellow was so concerned, he started to, you know, I think maybe I will consider Law Grace and Sons for my representation. Sure enough, he went to work the next day, and a fellow that he'd seen before, but a Christian man, also told him as they talked about things, and he told about the funeral he'd attended and his concern. This man suggested that he go to Law Grace and Sons. He started to feel a whole lot better. You know, hey, maybe there really is a way out of this thing. I'm going to die, and I'm going to be judged, and I'm not prepared. I need representation. Maybe this is the answer. And sure enough, he decided to visit Law Grace and Sons. When he got there, he realized that all the signs meant something, and it was very important. And he saw a sign right there on the door that said, we're always open. And that was a good thing. He thought, wow, how can they always be open? In other words, you can always have access. You can always go, yeah. But he looked around, and he was surprised. He thought, you know, they're not very busy. Not a lot of people are very interested in Law Grayson Sons, and they weren't too busy. And he looked around, and he noticed it was a lot of old-fashioned furniture and old-fashioned decorations there in the office, and that was kind of interesting. But he noticed another sign that was on the wall, and a sign that said, whosoever will may come. We take anybody. We take everybody here at Law, Grace, and Sons. And he liked that. He thought that was a good thing. It didn't matter. It said doesn't matter how much money you have. Doesn't matter what you look like. Doesn't matter where you came from. Doesn't matter how bad your crime is. It doesn't matter at all. We take everybody. Whosoever will may come. He thought that was a good thing. He saw a secretary there and he said, I need help. He said, I went to a funeral service and I saw a body in a casket and I saw that death is real. And I heard a verse that said it's appointed unto men once to die. And after that, the judgment. And I'm without any representation. I've got to have some help. And he said, I'm here to get help. And the secretary with a big smile, she said, I've got the perfect person to help you out. She said, we're called Law, Grace, and Sons. And I want to introduce you to attorney law. And sure enough, she took him back. And as she went back there, he kind of noticed that, this part of the office area was not fancy at all. In fact, it was hardly decorated. It was kind of boring looking, really. And she went in, and she opened the door, and sure enough, there sat Attorney Law, and he was a rough-looking guy. I mean, this guy wasn't smiling. And he had a gravelly kind of a voice. And he said, can I help you? And he was a hardened kind of a thing. I mean, he was just wow. And this guy was kind of disappointed in that. And in fact, as he walked in the door of Attorney Law's office, he looks up and there was a sign in big bold letters said guilty. He thought, wow, this is not fun at all. This is not what I was looking for. I was looking for, somebody to be excited, somebody to be happy. Well, Attorney Law is definitely not excited and definitely not happy. And he said, look, I've got a problem. He said, the secretary said you could help me out, but as I look around at your office here, I'm not sure you could help me out. And Attorney Law just glared at him. He said, I heard a verse that I'm guilty. I heard a verse that I'm going to be judged. I heard a verse that when I die, I'm going to be judged, and I need representation. And he said, Mr. Law, he said, can you help me? And Mr. Law said, you're guilty. Okay. And because you're guilty, you're doomed. Well, wait a minute. You're supposed to help me out here. By the way, folks, I understand this. The law, it's not there to make you happy. Amen. It's not there. It is to show us we're sinners. And this fellow was so disappointed. By the way, lots of people are disappointed. They really are. I remember when I started going to church, and I thought this might be kind of neat. And of course, back in those days, I thought it might be kind of groovy. And I'll never forget the first time that I realized that I was guilty, and I was lost as a sinner on my way to hell. And I thought, if that's what church is all about, I'm out of here. It doesn't change the truth, though, if I go out of there. I'm still on my way to hell. Well, this fellow was disappointed in Attorney Law, and he didn't like it at all. He said, he said, I'm here to get help. And Attorney Law said, I'm here to help you. And I want you to know you're guilty. And he set a black book next to him. And he said, see the commandments in this book? He said, you're guilty. You've broken those. Probably most of them. He said, but how do you know that? He said, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. You say, preacher, surely there's a better, more happy kind of a message. That's the Bible message. There is none righteous. By the way, it is the truth. And then Attorney Law said this to the man. He said, if you live by the law, you're judged by the law. And the fellow said, I don't like this at all. I am not interested in your firm representing me. And Attorney Law said, you'll be back. By the way, everybody does come back. Always. Listen carefully. He said, I'm going to go somewhere else. And you know what? There are a lot of other places to go today. And this fellow found that out. I mean, he started doing some of his some homework, and I mean, he's concerned. He doesn't want to be judged, and he doesn't want to end up in hell. And he's concerned about this thing. But Law, Grace, and Sons, he said, I don't want to ever see that law guy again. So he went some other places. First place he went to the office of Goody Two Shoes Incorporated, and he was so excited about that. I mean, when he got there, he was so excited. It was a busy, busy place. I mean, people were there. They were coming in and going out. And I mean, there were people all over the place. And he came in and he said to the secretary, he said, look, I'm really concerned about, I'm going to die someday and I'm going to be judged and I need representation. And she was so, I mean, everybody was just, oh, you need to do this. Here's what you have to do. And so at the office of Goody Two Shoes, they told him this. They said, basically said, at the judgment, if your good outweighs your bad, you're going to be all right. He said, wow, he said, that sounds great. That is just amazing. And by the way, most religions, that's exactly what they preach and teach. If when you die, you're good, you put all your good over on the scale, you put all your bad on the scale, and if your good outweighs the bad, you go to heaven. If the bad outweighs the good, you go to hell. And this guy was so excited because they were so excited about that. And he said, you know what? That sounds like that is a great thing. And he remembered that law guy, that attorney law, and he thought, oh, that guy, he just said, I'm guilty. I don't like that. He said, all I need to do is do a lot of good things. He was so excited there. He decided, he took the card. He said, you know what? This is what I'm going to live by. I'm going to use these people to represent me. As long as all my good is more than all my bad, he said, I'm in good shape. I tell you what, this is fantastic. Well, sure enough, he's all excited about that. And so there was a knock on the door midweek. And, you know, it was workers from the bus route of Law Grace and Sons. Those people came and knocked on his door and wanted to know if his kids wanted to come to church, you know, with him. And he said, oh, no. He said, we've got some other way. He said, I'm so excited. He said, I went to a place and I said, I talked to your attorney law. And attorney law just, he really made me upset. I didn't like him at all. And he said, so I went to the office of Goody Two Shoes. And I mean, it was busy. There's a lot of people there and everybody seemed to be doing okay. And they said, all I have to do is just do good. And that bus worker, they hadn't been in church very long, but that bus worker just looked at him and said, well, did you know that Isaiah 64:6 says that all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags? Amen. He said, what? Well, yeah, God's word says that our good works are filthy rags. Oh. Besides, how's it going with all your good works? Have you done anything bad? Well, yeah, I've done some things that are bad. Well, but how's it going with all the good work? Well, you know, have you been keeping track of your good and bad? And you got it all tracked, because what if you die? And that bad outweighs that good. Do you really want to take that chance? You know, that guy had such a good feeling before, but now he doesn't have such a good feeling. And he looked at that person, he said, you sound just like that law guy. Yeah, well, that's the truth. Yeah, wow. So he remembered the words of attorney law. You live by the law, you're judged by the law. And the truth is, he wasn't keeping the law. The truth is, he realized his good works were filthy rags in God's sight. Yeah. He decided, wow, I still don't like Law Grace and Sons, but I'm not going back to the office of Goody Two Shoes Incorporated. So he decided to go to another place. And he looked around and he went to Ichabod, Ichabod, and Ichabod. He went in, it was cold. I mean, it was like ice all over the place, just cold as could be. People were asleep, snoring. He said, what am I going to do? I'm going to die someday, and there's going to be judgment. And he said, what should I do? And they said, well, all you need to do, you just take classes, join us, give, and everything's going to be all right. He said, are you sure about that? He said, oh, yeah, you can trust us. And he looked around, and everybody's asleep and bored and no peace, and they're not happy. And he started talking to some of the people there at Ichabod, Ichabod, and Ichabod, and he said, well, what are you going to do when you die? They said, we don't know. He said, well, if you died today, where would you spend eternity? And they said, we don't have any idea. We just hope everything works out. You know, he decided Ichabod, by the way, that's most of America. Do you understand, folks? That's church members all across our nation. You say, how do you know? Because we knock on their door and we ask and say, if you die today, would you go to heaven? Well, I'm a member of such and such church. Why go here? I've gone here. My dad's a deacon. My mom's, this or whatever. And all the answers except for the right answer, that Jesus paid it all. And he decided, you know, Ichabod, Ichabod, and Ichabod, they can't represent me very well. But he said, you know, I still don't like that Law Grayson Sons. I'm still not excited about Law Grayson. That law guy, that law thing. Do you know that's hanging a lot of people up right there? Because we just don't like anybody to tell us that we're a sinner. We just don't want to hear that in America today. We've been fed the garbage of secular humanism for so long that we just don't want to hear that we're falling short. But the law makes that very, very clear. He said, all right, I've tried Law Grayson Sons, and that law guy, he's mean. Oh, he's just mean. And his sign, it should say, we love you, but it just says we're guilty, and I just don't like that. And so he said, well, I went to the office of Goody Two Shoes Incorporated, and that didn't work out very well because I found out I can't really do right, and Ichabod, Ichabod, and Ichabod, those people are just as little amount of peace as I have, and they're not sure of their own judgment, and they're not able to help them out. And he said, I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, he found out there was a real popular place. And he got real excited about it. All kinds of people were talking about it. And so he decided to go to a place called Man is King and Associates at 700 Your Way Boulevard. And wow, he could not believe all the people. I mean, the line was miles long. People were flocking to get in at Man is King and Associates at 700 Your Way Boulevard. And I mean, he just couldn't believe it. He thought, this must be it. I mean, most of the people just seemed so excited about this place. I mean, it was a long, long line of people. And he just couldn't believe. And so he told some people, he said, listen, before I get in, what why are you here? He said, because I feel like I'm gonna die someday and I'm gonna be judged and I need somebody to represent me. And these people, they didn't have any answers for him, but they just kept smiling and singing and hugging him, and he was excited about that. They said, once you get inside, you'll find the answer. And boy, you know, as he got closer, he could hear the music. And it went something like this. Hold the preaching and the spirit. There's no wrong, so don't you fear it. All we ask is that you hear it only your way. Have it your way. Have it your way. Have it your way. At Man is King. And he said, that's it. My way. That's awesome. He was so excited about that. He kept hearing it. And by the way, they heard it. He heard it that way. He heard it in any kind of, he found out that they had that song playing in any kind of way people wanted to hear it. And oh man, he was excited. My way. Now that is the kind of belief that I need to have. I know this is going to help me. Yeah. He got in and there were people, they had order cards, said, what do you want? Anything you want. You just take it. Anything, any way you want it, you can have it this way, that way. If you want somebody to just come and just rap with you a little bit, that'll work. If you want you can do the speaking, and they'll just agree or disagree. They had beads, they had hankies, they had oil, they had all kinds of stuff he could buy, and he said, "Wow, this is good." Signs all over the place. Sin is old fashioned. He said, "I like that." Signs all over. We don't talk about sin. Yeah, he was glad about that. We don't worry about sin. Loosen up. Relate with God. Have fun. Be healed. Do your own thing. Just have a good time. He said, I like this. And most people do. Most people do. But he asked the question. He said, you know, is this going to help me? Because I'm going to die. And I'm going to be judged. Is this going to help me? He got to know some of the folks, and they were all living pretty much like he was living. But you could, because nobody would say what was right and what was wrong. And they had changed the old black book, and nobody really knew. In fact, he asked, well, is this okay? Is it? Oh, everything's okay. Anything's okay. Remember, it's have it your way. Remember, man is king. Remember, everything's okay. There is no line drawn. And he said, okay, Well, wow. And he kind of liked it for a while, but then he went to Walmart later on in the week and went in the restroom, and there on the sink was a little pamphlet. And that little pamphlet from Law, Grace, and Sons. And there was that verse, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And he thought about those words, come short of. And he thought, come short of what? And all of a sudden he remembered that law guy telling him about all those commandments. Oh, that must be what it means. Yeah, but over there whatever the name of that was, Man is King and Associates, they said that there is no right or right. You just do your own thing. And he tried to feel good, and he tried to get over it. You remember those days trying to feel good and get over it? Boy, I remember. I can still remember in the third pew, that Baptist preacher, as I was a hippie teenager sitting there, and he's preaching on every sin that I commit. I mean, it was long sermons. And I can remember hoping the invitation would get over quick. He'd say, if you die today, would you go to heaven? Raise your hand. And I wouldn't raise my hand, and all of a sudden the sweat starts to just leap out of my body. And he'd say, if you die today and you want to know you're going to heaven, you're not sure you're going to heaven, why don't you raise your hand and why don't you come and why don't you get saved? And I remember my heart about to jump out of my chest. And I just wanted to get over it. And I just wanted to feel good about it. But you know what? There's not a good thing to feel about hell. There's not a good thing to feel about after this, the judgment, when you're not ready for the judgment. Nothing good about it at all. And this fellow realized that, you know, Man is King and Associates at 700 Your Way Boulevard, that wasn't the answer for him. That wasn't the answer. That wasn't the place that was going to be able to represent him. And though he tried those places, he realized, I'm going to have to go back to Law, Grace, and Sons. And he remembered the people did seem to have peace there. There weren't many of them. But he did. He remembered the people did seem to be happy there. And so he went back to Law, Grace, and Sons. And again, there was the sign, whosoever will may come. There was a sign, we're always open. There was the fact that it wasn't very busy. But he just thought, I got to face that one guy again. Secretary saw him, said, oh, I see you came back. She said, Attorney Law is waiting on you. And sure enough, he went back, and there's that dingy part of the office, just not glamorous at all, not nice, not anything to look at. And there he was, sitting at his desk, Attorney Law. He said, I see you're back. And there was that sign, guilty. He thought, I don't like this. And Attorney Law said, follow me. And he took him to a classroom. Saw a big old chalkboard up there in the classroom, and he got out that black book again, and he started to read. Romans 5:20, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Amen. He read Romans 7, verse 7, which we talked about last Sunday night. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law. For I had not known lust except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. And one by one, Attorney Law said, here's the law, and why the law is there is to show you you're a sinner. And he said, oh, I already know that. I'm already feeling so guilty, I can't hardly stand it. I'm already feeling so bad because I'm going to be judged, and I know that I'm going to come up short. Galatians 3:24. Attorney Law said this. He said, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by grace. Whew. He said, I'm here to teach you and show you that you can be justified, that you can be prepared for the judgment. And one by one, he shows him the commandments of the Word of God. On that huge board, started writing things down. He said, now, sir, have you broken any of these commandments? And the fellow, oh, he said, I've many of them. He said, I'm just looking, there's one. Isn't it amazing how many times people say, oh, I keep the Ten Commandments, and you say, really, name them. don't know how you keep something you don't know what it is. But anyway, and he said, oh, I've broken that, and I've broken that, and I've broken that. And the fella, as he goes over it, pretty soon tears come to his eyes. He says, I'm really not such a great guy, am I? I'm really not such a great guy after all, am I? I've really shaken my fist at God for a lot of years, haven't I? I'm just not. And sure enough, for the first time, he could see a smile on the face of Attorney Law. Why? Because that's what the law is for, to show us we need Jesus. And the fellow said, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. The wages of sin is death, and it's exactly what I deserve. I'm doomed forever. But Attorney Law said, oh, wait a second. We're Law Grayson sons. Amen. He said, I need to introduce, you're now ready to meet the next member of our staff. And he takes him down the hall, and all of a sudden it brightens up, and the hallway is brighter and nicer, and the decorations are nicer, and he comes to the office of Attorney Grace. Oh, my, it's such a different atmosphere now. And Attorney Grace has a big smile on his face, and he has a soft voice, and he says, hello, God loves you. And he notices the clients that Attorney Grace has represented. It's called the Lamb's Book of Life. And all of a sudden, things are looking a whole lot different. By the way, if you just stop with the law, it's not a very pretty picture, because we're not a very pretty picture. Amen. But you need to go on to grace. And Attorney Grace tells him, Romans 3:20, therefore by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But Romans 3:24 says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Justified. He says, that's what I've been waiting on. That's what I've been, judgment's coming, and I'm going to die, and I'm going to be judged, and now I know I'm lost, I'm a sinner, and I'm going to go to hell. And being justified? Yeah, justified. Not guilty. Just as if I never sinned. Just as if I were Jesus Christ himself. Yeah. Titus 2:11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Titus 3:7, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Wow. And so, Attorney Grace simply says, you know, your sins have to be paid for, and someone did that. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus died for you. And the man, all of a sudden, it became real to him. It became so real to him that there was only one thing he could do for his sins, and that's go to hell. But someone else had done what he could do. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 5:1. And he showed him Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, Attorney Law and Attorney Grace, surely there's a cost. Oh, there's a cost, all right. Jesus paid it all. Amen. It costs you nothing. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus. What are you saying? I'm saying, here, it's up to you. You take the gift, or you reject the gift. You know, when you really look at that, it's foolish that anyone would ever say no. Isn't it? But they do. And so, our man that was so worried about death, so worried about judgment, tried all kinds of methods, tried his works, tried to forget it, tried to just feel good, tried all kinds of things, realized that there was nothing he could do except call upon Jesus, who did it all. And so he did. He prayed and he trusted Christ and asked him to forgive him and come into his heart and save him. And when he did, boy, the whole office just took off with excitement and rejoicing and praising. And they immediately brought him some papers, because now they're his representatives. And he received these papers immediately. He received a birth certificate. He received adoption papers. He received a redemption certificate. He received inheritance papers. He received a deed to a mansion. He received guaranteed answers to prayer. He received a one-way rapture ticket. Amen. He found out that everything, all the papers were sealed with the Holy Spirit as the down payment. And there's a copy for him and a copy for his attorney. 1 John 2, verse 1 says, "My little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate." We have an advocate. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Not guilty, price paid. And Attorney Gray said, "By the way, I have things to give you all the way through your life because God's grace is so good." That's why we sing Amazing Grace. It's amazing because of salvation, but it's amazing because of all that God gives. He said, "I'll give you a robe, I'll give you a crown, I'll give you God's word, I'll give you the priesthood of the believer, I'll give you blessings and more." Over and over again, he said, "I'll be there to visit. I've got so much to give you." Now, there's one more thing you need to learn, and they said very clearly, you've got to understand that the law of the Lord is perfect. It is perfect. It's still perfect. And, you know, immediately you thought of that. Oh, you know, I don't like that law. But he said, you're not under the penalty anymore because you've trusted in the Lord Jesus, but the law is still perfect. It is our divine standard. It's how we're supposed to live. And it's still against the law to do these kinds of things. But, you know, God says, if you love me, you keep my commandments. And you're going to find you can really love God now. And the more you love God, the more you're going to want to do right. I'm amazed how many folks say they love God, but they're always looking for a way to get out of doing what God says they need to do. Fellow says, "Well, listen, before I leave," he said, "is it okay if I bring my wife and family in?" And they said, "Bring them right on in." And you know, the wife had to meet attorney law first, and she didn't like that. But once she met Attorney Grace, she liked that. And all the kids had to meet Attorney Law, and they didn't like him. But they eventually met Attorney Grace, and they liked that. And so they all got saved. Everybody got saved. And the fellow, just before he left, he said, "You know, there's one last thing." He said, "This is called Law, Grace, and Sons. Can you explain that to me, Law, Grace, and Sons?" "Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, John chapter 1, verse 12 says, 'But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.'" And he said, "You know, the preacher at the funeral, he's one of our sons. And the couple who knocked on your door, they were one of our sons. And the bus workers, they were our sons. And the man at work that you work with, the Christian man, he's one of our sons. The person who left a track in the Walmart, in the restroom, that's one of our sons." That's our advertisement. It's all over the place, all those little tracks. Yeah, that's our advertising. He said, "Now, you're one of our sons too, and it's up to you to tell others about Law, Grace, and Sons." And as he walked out, Attorney Law said this, "Everybody comes to me. Everybody. But someday, Attorney Grace will not be available." He said, "What are you talking about, preacher?" Well, Romans 3:19, and I close with this, because if you're saved today, you're one of the sons. Romans 3, verse 19. "Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God." If you live by the law, you die by the law. And the law says, guilty. Yes. And understand that the day will come. One day it will come. When a person dies, that day has come. And they will appear before God Almighty. And their mouth will be so. What's going to stop their mouth? The law. The law. By the way, what's the thing that stops your mouth when the police officer pulls you over? The thing that stops your mouth is you're guilty. Right? Yeah. "Well, officer, when there's just no excuse." And someday, every mouth will be stopped and the world will become guilty before God. It could be a grandpa, grandma, mom, dad, brother, sister, neighbor, co-worker. You say, "Oh, that's my friend." It's not your friend if you haven't told him the truth. Well, they already go to church. I don't know where they go to church. It doesn't matter. I know what God says, and we need to tell people the truth. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but nobody has to go to hell. Nobody. You're here today, and you've never been saved. You don't have to go to hell. Jesus loves you, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, there is only one way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. I would encourage you, visit Law, Grace, and Sons and find out the truth. The law will show you you're a sinner, but grace will show you that God made a way so you could be saved. And grace will lead me home and will provide blessing after blessing after blessing after blessing. You say, but I don't deserve salvation. That's exactly what grace says. It's God just says, I love you and I've made a way. Let's bow our heads, please. Heads are bowed. Eyes are closed. No one's talking. No one's looking around. As it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. Are you ready? If you died today, would you go to heaven? Are you ready? Are you ready? As a Christian, have you thought of that loved one? Have you thought of that friend? Have you thought of that coworker? Have you thought of that other person? Have you thought of whether they're saved or not? Have you talked to them about it? You know the truth. We have tracts you can give. How many would say, preacher, God spoke into my heart today. Please pray for me. Raise your hand. Just slip it up all over. God's speaking to my heart today. Pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. Is there someone that'd say, preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. If I died, I really don't know if I'd go to heaven. Please pray for me. Anyone? Raise your hand. I'm not going to come get you. I'm not going to embarrass you. I do want to pray for you. You say, I do not know whether I'm saved or not. Pray for me. Pray for me. Thank you so much, Father, for the law. Thank you for your grace. Thank you that we can be saved. Please save those today that are not saved. And I pray you challenge every Christian here today to be a good son and to spread the word, to tell the truth. We live in a world, Father, that so many don't really want to hear the truth. They're offended by the truth. But God, it's still the truth. Help us to tell them. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.